traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And I see this coming right in my face. Now here's the moment. Here's the moment of truth, bro. Am I gonna be a man about this and take my own to my head? Or do I Matrix dodge the fuck out of it?
Doo 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 hey ba 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 doo 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 hey doo doo doo.
Fuck! I drank coffee, bro. I'm losing my fucking mind.
And you're vlogging too. I can tell a noticeable difference. Your mind is just like.
What do you see? You know, so you can tell when I'm a vlogger
for sure.
Really?
Yeah. When you're not vlogging, you're just like.
I know, bro. It's kind of crazy. Vlogging like wakes me up. It ignites that like kid in me who just wants to like fuck around and be high energy all the time. Can you shut the fuck up? Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. All great things. Everything's going great in quarantine. So far, so good. Besides the fact that I'm losing my fucking mind, got a lot of fun things planned for this podcast. We got Spencer Taylor. He's back.
I'm back there.
For what, like 5 hours?
Or yeah, just a couple hours.
I want to talk about that.
Yep.
Mac is here. Hey. Mac the Pilgrim.
Yep.
And
still
then Mike.
Wait.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, what happened? Where's Mike at?
Mike is... What's it been, like 170 podcasts he's made? And then all of a sudden he's... I'm going to leave that up to you guys to speculate. So listen, there's a lot of things happening, mainly just all revolving around the coronavirus. And we have a doctor that I'm going to try to Zoom. I'm going to try to Zoom him in. I'm used to saying like Skype or FaceTime, but this Zoom thing is like new technology. You know, I'm a millennial, so technically I should get it. But
hopefully we don't get hacked. Have you been hearing about this?
What happens?
People are getting hacked on Zoom. I was reading about some guy who was giving a presentation to back his degree. I don't know.
Yeah.
But somebody started drawing a dick while all the professors were watching his presentation.
I'm not so mad at that.
This could happen.
I'm down to get a dick hack on my
That probably was you.
Face.
Yeah.
It was me that drew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Who's the doctor we're going to talk to?
He's actually my doctor, but he is one of the best in Los Angeles. Like, every single one of your favorite singers or pieces of talent in L.A. has gone to him to fix their vocal cords.
Oh, wow.
He is the guy. His name is Dr. Sean Nasiri. He practices in Beverly Hills, and he specializes in voice and sinus disorders. And he actually sent me this. I asked him to send me his credentials and his title, and he told me to say he has pretty good medical training.
Okay, seems good. Legit.
Bro, he's hilarious. He's a hoot. But he's also one of the smartest people that I know, and he's an amazing doctor. So I'm going to ring him on the horn right now, and hopefully he's going to tell us how to not die from COVID-19.
There you go.
Yes, we got you.
Here we
hear you loud and clear, Doc.
All right, Anthem. How you doing?
So far, so good. Just trying to stay alive. Was hoping you could help us do that.
We're doing our best.
Are you still practicing, or are you social distancing yourself?
So what we're doing is we're still seeing people. We're not seeing anybody who's sick, has a fever, has any kind of cough, shortness of breath, to minimize everyone's exposure, because we don't want sick people coming into the medical buildings, because we're in a building with, you know, a lot of patients who are immune suppressed. We want to minimize everyone's exposure, and we're trying to limit any other activity that would expose anybody. So the majority of what we're doing is virtual consults and then seeing how we are.
But isn't part of the danger of this disease is the 2 week, it's like almost silent, quiet incubation period? Like how do you know that even though they may not be exhibiting symptoms that they have it?
Well, here's the issue is that they've done studies as far back as 2-3 months ago in China, and they were seeing that people who were exposed didn't necessarily even know they were exposed. Before they were symptomatic, there's an average, it's what's called an asymptotic curve. So the first few days, very few people. Between day 5 and day 10, a lot of people. Hmm. And after day 10 or 11, very few people actually convert to positive. So that first 4 or 5 days, before anyone's really that symptomatic, what they're finding is that there are about 1 in 20 people who aren't really symptomatic, who don't know they've been exposed, who are potentially contagious.
Got it.
So about 1 in 20 are contagious without realizing it until they suddenly hit that fifth day and suddenly they have fever, chills, shortness of breath, the terrible body aches. What we've seen a lot of are people who come in and they can't smell or taste all of a sudden, and they've always had a great sense of smell or taste. And the issue is suddenly, wait, we see this like unexplained once or twice a year, and I see this about 100 times a year because I'm an expert in smell and taste.
Yeah.
And in the last 2 months, I've seen 20 cases of it. I've spoken to my colleagues. I've looked at the literature from France, Germany, England, Iran, and China, and 1 in 5 people has coronavirus. They manifest because they can't smell or taste. Suddenly, they can't smell what they're cooking. They can't smell natural gas.
Wow.
They can't smell, you know, grill. They can't smell a diaper, which is it's a big symptom to know about, because if you have that and a terrible headache and infection right now, there's a very good chance you've got the coronavirus.
Wow. Okay, I have a headache, but it's because I flipped a Doom buggy this morning. So that's probably actually irrelevant. I'll ask you the next question.
Doc, what are some long-term repercussions of this virus?
Well, I hate to say it, but it's going to be another 12 or 18 months of this process.
Oh, what? We're
just coming out of winter, and we're just coming out of the surge. So our curve, if you've seen any of the CDC projections for it, where they're like, if everyone just goes out, does their normal thing, we're going to see this many spikes and then it's going to come down quickly. We're flattening the curve because the problem is the higher the peak, the fewer people are able to see you in the emergency room, keep you in the hospital because we're running out of hospital beds within the next 4 weeks, running out of intensive care units. And then in intensive care units, we're running out of ventilators and respirators. And then any of the provisional medicines we have, they're also in short supply because of supply chain issues in terms of limited availability all up front. You want to see that if we can flatten that curve, we can hopefully get the best treatment to the most number of people.
I wanted to ask how effective the masks are, because I read somewhere that the CDC is advising all Americans to wear masks. Are they actually doing anything, or is it just a look like Burning Man?
Absolutely. I mean, look. If you go into a room and there are 10 people in that room, and let's say a 10 by 20 room, one person coughs. If you cough or sneeze, like you just yawn, you generate respiratory droplets, which are sneeze, cough, and those come out of you at 30 to 50 miles an hour.
Hello.
So most of those particles, if you're talking to somebody and they have food in their mouth and they're speaking, like those particles will mostly dissipate within 1 to 3 feet. But then out about 5 or 6 feet, 90-95% of those particles are gone. But you also have aerosols. So when you cough, those very small, fine particles that come out, they can go 5 to 50 feet reliably and be in the air, kind of hang in the air, especially when it's colder, for up to 3 hours, according to the CDC.
Oh, my God.
So if you're wearing a mask and you sneeze, right, you wear any kind of homemade mask made out of cotton, made out of like kitchen towel that's clean, made out of t-shirt material.
Yep.
You're going to catch the vast majority of it basically better than holding your hand in front of your mouth.
I got a personal question.
Yes, sir.
Are you prepared for doomsday?
This in our eyes is doomsday. In the next 2 weeks in California, we're going to hit that very high surge and peak that we're expecting. And everybody has to do their part.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The most important part for your folks, and thank you for talking to me, because we're going to get through this. Most of us are going to get through this, but we're going to say, what else could we have done? What could we have done better to protect the person to my left, the person to my right, my parents, my grandparents, my friend who's recovering from cancer chemotherapy? Mm. So number one, please stay at home. Stay at home. It makes a huge difference.
Hey, Doc, what's the recovery like for the people that have beaten coronavirus?
So it's interesting. I've had people where for 3 weeks, they're dragging on the ground and they're really sick and exhausted, having a hard time breathing, like feeling like an elephant on their chest. Mm-hmm. Then I've had people where they just had terrible muscle and body aches for a day or two, lost their sense of smell for like 5 or 10 days, and then pretty much have been back to normal. Because there's a wide variation in how people are manifesting this virus. Whether it was weaponized by nature or whoever, this is a virus that's a lot more efficient. And again, the attack rate, given the exposure, it's not like the flu, where if you have two people in a household, one person has the flu, the next person next to them, their spouse, their child, has about a 20% chance or a 1 out of 5 chance of getting the flu. With this, we're seeing if there are 5 people in a household, 3 or 4 of them are getting this coronavirus.
Whoa.
More than a casual exposure. And a casual exposure is I'm 6 feet away for 15 or 20 minutes and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm sitting in an exam room across from someone 3 feet apart, again, without a mask, which at this point would be foolish, and getting them to cough in my face. That's a real exposure at home. Because anyone who has kids knows when your kids are sick, they're stuck to you. They're sneezing on you. They're snotting on your leg. There's going to be stuff on your clothes because that's what parenting is. Hmm. Same in that this virus is far higher in terms of its successful attack rate.
What's the end game here, Doc? Like, will there be some sort of vaccine, hopefully? Or like, how do we really truly get out of this so we can continue living our normal lives?
So the good news is there are several treatments that show a lot of promise. Number one, we have Zithromax and hydroxychloroquine. If you're in the hospital being monitored for liver function, then you can have that, and it should improve your chances. There have been 3 good studies, a lot more coming to show whether or not it actually does any help.
Okay.
We have remdesivir, a really good antiviral that was used for Ebola that's in trials right now. And trials mean we have really sick people. We're putting them on it, and we're trying to see group A that got it, group B that didn't get it for whatever reason, who's actually doing better? Because these are all medicines with significant side effects. We have Keletra, which is one of the AIDS drugs, that's 2 different antiretrovirals, because the virus doesn't have its own DNA. It's an RNA virus. It has to use cellular infrastructure to use. So it uses your own cell's machinery. Once it enters the cell, hijacks it to produce itself. We can modify it there. We can modify those hormone mediators called interleukins, which are hormones in your immune system that tell other cells, white blood cells, need help and they want to attack and kill. And those are what go crazy when someone's lungs fill up with fluid or they get a lot of inflammation. And then ultimately the plan is the vaccine, which again, unless there's been a lot of mutation in the virus, you're going to see a huge dip in virus numbers in 12 to 18 months when we get the vaccine. But remember, with all respiratory cold viruses, and coronavirus is about 1 in every 8 colds in America every year. So if you're seeing that, we're seeing this huge spike of several million people who are getting infected. And in countries like England, where they didn't socially isolate or distance nearly as quickly, the epidemiologists are expecting that out of every 10 people, 8 of them will be infected within the next 3 months.
Wow.
Oh my God.
If you haven't seen too much mutation, the vaccine, which will come out already being tested, will be out in the next 12 to 18 months, because they don't just test it. They have to scale it up and produce 100 million doses for the United States alone.
Wow. Oh, my God.
To see that it's safe. So it's about 12 to 18 months out.
We're so fun.
So, Doc, do you think there's grounds here to maybe let's say, ban some of these wet markets in China? Or do you think there's anything that we can do moving forward to like clamp down and say, yo, enough is enough? Because we know that's where it came from and it's ridiculous.
How wet is the market?
Apparently it's pretty wet.
Okay.
Right. So these are markets where instead of having everything on ice, they have blocks of ice as it drips and dissolves. Because I've seen two different models where it was some form of armadillo that was in cages underneath bats. And this is a virus where they killed bats, hung them upside down, and as their like secretions fell down on this ocelot or armadillo type of animal, and they're thinking that interaction of the two different animals created a super virus or weaponized by Mother Nature or whomever you believe.
Right.
Those types of markets where you're eating animals that are considered exotic, we definitely, physiologically, biologically, those are very risky foods to eat at baseline. So as of the last week, China has actually banned the eating of cats and dogs.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, it seems like common sense, but good
I'm
stuff.
I'm also semi-disappointed. I have been like kind of looking forward to eating an armadillo bat.
Uh-uh.
So now I can't.
No,
right?
No, sit that play out.
An armadillo and a bat.
Oh, so it's not one animal.
No, they were hanging bats in the wet market above these armadillo animals.
Right, yeah.
That's what actually they think created the super bug.
Bro, why? Well, who's trying to eat armadillo, bro?
I mean, quite a few people.
Armadillo, bro?
Yeah. I mean, that's why like I think we need to...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Do something to get them to stop doing this. And
so you're going after China. You're trying to go straight to Wuhan.
Let's do it. No, No, we're not going there.
They've already started to regulate out the wet markets, and they're already trying to really limit it because in many ways they're considered black markets. They're actually not quite allowed legally, and they're really trying to do a better job of policing it because for China, think of what economic impact we've had in the last 3 weeks here. They've had that impact since December, and it's affected their economy. And just to paint an even rosier picture, 80% of our medications in the United States are produced in China. Yeah. The masks we use in the hospital, the N95s protecting us, 90% are produced in China. The raw materials for making those masks from China.
This is horrifying.
The tests we use for testing for coronavirus, the reagents, all the chemicals and the liquids we use to test for coronavirus, guess where they're made?
If I had to guess,
right,
it would be China.
Probably China.
Good guess.
Right.
China.
The tiny silver lining in this, the test swabs like this that are called Dacron, that are plastic swabs that we swab with, they're made in Italy.
Good stuff. So basically we're fucked. All right, so what's your intuition telling you? Is this a man-made disease? Did the cabal do this? Is this what conspiracies are true?
Biological warfare?
I mean, it's just very strange that the same region that gave us SARS back in 2003, where a few thousand people died. And SARS, the attack rate was, if you had 10 people with SARS, it usually killed at least 4. Unless they were 20-year-old healthy people like yourself, without a susceptibility, the kill rate was 40 or 50% in some areas. So isn't it very strange that we have 1.1 million cases, 330,000 cases, I think, as of this morning in the United States alone, for something that's 20 to 50 times more lethal than the flu, is far more transmissible than the flu. That's just very curious.
Yeah. And also, I don't remember how exact the distance was, but very close to the wet market, there was the facility in which they tested for COVID-19. Did you see that in Wuhan? Yeah.
Oh, now y'all are getting a conspiracy.
Have you heard about this?
I don't want to hear about it, bro.
There's a testing lab that, like, I'm pretty sure Bill Gates was heavily invested in. That's relatively close.
Bill Gates planted the armadillos under the bats to start the coronavirus?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm just saying. Stay woke.
That one I honestly can't speak to, but it is very curious.
Yeah.
Because remember, there was SARS, there's MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And that was from another coronavirus in the Middle East, again, right around after the second Desert Storm. And it's very curious.
Well, they're calling it the novel COVID-19. Doesn't that mean it's lab made?
It certainly raises eyebrows.
Wow.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you go on holiday, there is no finer achievement than doing absolutely nothing. Nothing on the beach, nothing by the pool. Walking kind of nowhere and chatting about nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight. So you can have a bit more money to go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing. Expedia, made to travel.
I'm all against this being just a natural occurrence. I think there's something deeper going on here. I'll say it.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it on this podcast.
Let's do it.
All right, Doc. Thank you for joining us, man. You gave us some probably the most actually useful information we've ever heard on this podcast.
Yeah, that was great.
Because it's literally life-saving.
Right. Please, please, please keep doing your part. You're doing a great job. Your folks, and the reason I want to talk to you was that your folks really listen.
Yeah.
And even though they don't have that many friends who've had it thus far, there are lots of young people who are in danger. Your parents, your grandparents, your families. Please keep doing your part. Please wear a mask when you go out. Please limit going out to very important, crucial things. Mm-hmm. And every person has a slightly different definition. There's several governors who still haven't, you know, proclaimed a state of emergency despite a lot of risks. Please protect your kids, protect your families, and keep doing your part. We're going to get through this. We just want to make sure as many of us get through this as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Love you.
Take care.
All right.
Catch you guys.
Peace. End meeting. See, first time on a Zoom call.
Yeah, no dicks were drawn. That's good.
No hacks. That honestly was probably the most useful information we've ever had on this podcast.
How do you feel?
He kind of just confirmed everything I thought. Like, people are asking me, I don't know why they're asking me, but like how long I think it's going to last. And I've been saying, I don't see how something that has had this strong of an effect and ripple effect across the globe could just go away. I don't understand how the quarantine will end by the end of April, May. That doesn't seem realistic to me if it's as deadly as he's saying. Mm. I don't know. I'm definitely going to make more of an effort to wear a mask. Tell you that. I thought that was kind of just a farce.
Same. Well, what's so confusing about this is there's so much information that's contradicting itself. Like at first the CDC said, oh no, masks don't work. And now they're saying everybody wear masks.
Yeah.
So it's tough to know what's even real.
I like that you can just grab a dish towel and throw it around your face, though.
Shout out to the person doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Just cover, if you're coughing, cover your
cough. I'm actually, after this, tomorrow morning, I'm going down to inspect masks that are going back to Michigan.
Wait, why?
Because my dad owns a company that supplies hospitals with medical stuff.
Huh?
Oh my God. And the whole supply chain is messed up right now. So I have to go. I'm helping my dad and going inspecting stuff in Irvine.
We'll make sure they're
so
all...
So do you want me to grab you guys some masks?
Please
I
do.
I can grab a box for you guys.
Yeah, please do. Make sure they're all good to go.
Hopefully.
So obviously we wanted to talk about Corona because it is still... quite literally taking over the globe. Another thing that's taking over the globe is TikTok.
Oh no.
As you guys know, I am addicted to TikTok. I mean, shit, I'm fully in now.
That's not good.
How many times do you think you could listen to I'm a Savage?
Yeah.
Classy,
bougie, average.
I could tell you that Logan can listen to it probably 780,000 times in a day.
You know the dance too, Danny.
Oh yeah, we've been doing
Damn
it.
Damn it.
Everyone's been doing it. Dude, it's fun. I finally did the Savage dance on TikTok, and I hated that I was learning it, but by the time I got it, I was having so much fun.
Oh man.
Just smiling at the camera, biting my lip, doing the tongue thing.
Logan did it so many times that just by watching him I learned.
I've done it probably 200 times. But bro, there's a whole nother side to TikTok.
What do we got?
That we don't even know about. Bro. India TikTok.
Oh god.
So okay, on your
it's like a different platform,
bro. You have no idea, bro. I'm about to show you the greatest thing ever. So okay, on TikTok, I don't know if you have it. You go on your For You page. Mm-hmm. It is literally for you. The algorithm notices what you watch, how long you watch it, what you engage with, and then serves you things based on that,
and then gives you a vaccine out of your phone.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, so the For You page is for you. And by the way, try not to watch. This is impossible. Try not to watch TikTok when you're high, because I do that.
Oh.
And I notice my attention span and just like appetite for bullshit is pretty much anything. So while I'm high, I'll watch TikTok and I'll watch the worst. Just garbage. And then I wake up the next morning, I'm sober. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, my For You page is shit, bro. I'm getting served content by like a kid in college and the video has 7 views and I'm one of them.
Interesting. Interesting.
But anyways, bro, India TikTok. This is fascinating. Y'all are about to have the time of your lives. Ready?
Baby, love you.
Love you too.
Baby, I have coronavirus.
Oh my God, you have coronavirus? Break up.
Baby.
No, you have coronavirus. I hate you, baby. Break up.
Baby, I have coronavirus mask.
Oh my God. You
Yes! It's coronavirus. No, I hate you. She said she hated him instantly. You got COVID-19. Get the fuck out. I detest you.
This is Hollywood and Bollywood at its finest.
Wow.
Bro, it's like finally like content has become democratized in India. Like they just like the internet has recently blossomed over there exponentially.
Yeah.
And so TikTok, YouTube, hence like T-Series, we saw them blow up. Yep. And now Indian influencers are popping off. And this dude, I feel bad. What's his name? Fun Bucket Bhargav?
I mean, he's popping off. Don't feel bad.
I know.
As long as he's rocking with it.
He just happens to be the one dude I'm using as an example. Let me show you another one.
Same concept.
You're looking so beautiful. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
Kiss.
Baby.
Kiss. Kiss. You're so beautiful. I want kiss.
Give me a kiss. Big gravity of India. Give me a kiss.
Bro, it's just rapey.
Wow.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know about this one.
She goes, give me a kiss. She's like, no. And then, bro, her man's just dips. He's like, no, baby, something. Like, you do what
give
you
me a kiss.
No. Baby, help me.
He took his shoes off, too.
Baby. Oh, and then he uses the coronavirus to deter the guy trying to kiss his girlfriend that he's doing nothing.
It went on a little long.
Why does he have all four doors open, too? Or just two? That's what I was wondering the whole time. It was distracting the hell out of me.
Oh, no. Like,
the continuity doesn't matter here.
Like, that's what you do when you have a Tesla. Line. You know what I'm saying? You flex and have the doors open. But
bruh, yeah, you're right. With the, I don't know what car that is, but
Volkswagen or something.
Yeah, man. India TikTok. Man, and who knows what other countries are, there's just undiscovered gems on TikTok.
Well, are you familiar with Bollywood? Like, have you given Bollywood at all a little taste?
I went on a Instagram Live with a pretty famous Bollywood actress.
But you've never seen, I think. You've never seen a Bollywood movie.
No.
Dude, you're missing out on literally half the world.
I know, but I don't speak Hindi.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter.
Subtitles, you're saying?
They have dubs.
They have a lot of English movies. They have subtitles. It's more of the style of film is just, it's phenomenal. The action scenes, I don't know, you should look one up. Like, they're the best.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You could probably ease in with, like, Slumdog Millionaire.
And then, No.
I'm saying ease into the world.
Ah. Oh. I could do it. Yeah, I went on Instagram Live with this this actress and model. Her name is Urvashi Rautala. She's huge, bro. Like they have some real blossoming stars there.
India is amazing. I haven't been there yet, but the culture is so incredible.
Huge really? Fan of food.
So incredible. I mean, it's the oldest religion. It's like the origins of humanity. Quite a bit of it dates back there.
I get my vlogs translated in Hindi because I'm aware of like how big and powerful that community is. And you know, hopefully one day I can go over there and make contact with Fun Bucket Bhargav.
You should.
I like seriously, that'd be amazing. Like,
Fun Bucket Bhargav, hit us up.
Bro, I just run across the country just making TikToks. That's a dream come true.
Yeah.
You'd be a star. Like the Western man to come over and just blow up Hollywood.
I think it's something with the blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm going on Instagram Live with this Russian dude tomorrow. Actually, let me get his name right. He's huge. He's the biggest influencer in Russia. And he's like, bro, every time I go on live with these massive social media stars from other countries, they're like, people love you over here. And I can't help but think it's just because I'm literally just white and have blonde hair and blue eyes. Mm. Anyways, his name is Gusein Gasanov. We're going on Instagram Live.
Wow.
And he challenged me to do three challenges. And I'm going to challenge him to do three as well. And he told me what he wants to do, right? And so I'm used to like Americans doing their challenges, right? And like American influencers tend to not go as hard as we do.
Is he chugging like a half gallon of vodka? Is that one of them?
Bro, he goes, one, I'm going to shave my eyebrows. right off the bat, I go, for sure, you're fucking Russian.
Right.
You're so Russian.
You can't get those back.
You can't. It takes years.
Go back.
You're the biggest influencer in Russia. He's going to shave his eyebrows. All right. He's going to attempt to drink Coke with Mentos.
That's actually sounds
hurt his
stomach. I don't even know if that's possible. And then three, he's going to pierce his ear by himself.
Wow.
So I see these. I'm like, well, shit, now we talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay. I gotta come with some heat.
What do we got?
Cinnamon challenge.
That's good. That's a good one.
I've never done it, but I'm gonna try to swallow that cinnamon. Two.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to run through Elon Musk's boring flamethrower.
Ooh.
Like someone lights it and I just run through it.
Okay.
I don't think it'll burn me. I don't know. I've never done it before.
I mean, there's only one way to find out.
Just got to run fast. I think that's a secret.
Yeah.
But also, it's kind of cool because like on YouTube, this stuff's not allowed. And it's interesting to see like what sites will allow you to do. Like I posted that TikTok where I went under the car, under the truck, and like on YouTube can't fly, but on TikTok they put a warning at the bottom that says this activity could result in serious injury.
Yeah.
So you kind of get a pass for it.
Oh, YouTube's soft now. Hella soft.
They have to be.
Uh-huh.
Their advertisers pay for the bills for their employees and everything, and you know, it's an unfortunate little cycle that we've been trapped in, but you know, working with, like, if I can run through a flamethrower on Instagram Live but not YouTube, I'm gonna fucking do it.
Of course.
Number three, I've done this before. I'm gonna put each of my fingers in a mouse trap like at the same time, like this. I think it'll be a good live. So if you're listening to this, we'll have already gone live, but hopefully you tuned in. And if not, just make sure to go watch it. I'm sure you'll see it.
Someone's gonna record that for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you said that guy's gonna get his ear pierced by himself.
Yeah.
I just I found blood on the mirror in the bathroom where you pulled out the nose ring.
Oh no.
It's pretty gross.
Because I think I was breathing heavy and I went, like, you know when you pop a zit and it goes on the mirror.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I had one of those, by the way. As gross as that is, those are my favorite. And don't act like they aren't yours either.
Very satisfying.
When it hits the mirror,
mm-hmm.
projectiles at thousands of miles an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an unrelated story that involving projectiles that I don't really know if I should say in this podcast, but I think I'm going to.
Yeah, let it rip. You have to now.
Fuck.
Like projectile fluids, or what are we talking? Missiles?
Yeah, projectile bodily fluids. All right. Let me run you through this.
Okay.
We're in quarantine. We're all in quarantine. We're fucking bored, okay? What does boredom lead to?
Ejaculation.
Masturbation.
Okay.
Correct.
I was cutting right to the chase.
Or if a woman ejaculates, that's impressive.
Yeah. It happens.
In general, I'm so fucking positive that the masturbation rates have skyrocketed, and you can't. Yeah. Bro, I've talked to women who are like, I can't stop using my vibrator. Like, I'm so bored. It's all I know how to do. And dudes, like, we got a dick. It's built into our body. Like, we can't just not do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. It's metaphysics, is what you're explaining.
Yeah. So anyways, bro.
Rocket science.
All right, quick story. I'm not going to get too vile. God. All right, I'm sitting in bed doing my thing, bro. I'm beating the meat. And dudes, you can tell when your ejaculate is going to come out at a much faster, more powerful rate than the others. Like, maybe you haven't nutted in a long time. Maybe, I don't know, you're extra horny. Who knows what it is? But you got to be ready for that, dude. Like, sometimes this shit comes out like a 50 caliber fucking rifle, like bulletproof vest piercing. Pew, pew, pew. And so I knew this was going to be one of those. Here's the problem. I'm laying on my back.
Uh-oh.
Which also arises another problem. Like, dudes masturbate standing up? I don't mind laying on my back.
I think it's probably a blend of both. Different strokes for different folks.
Quite literally.
We all know that.
Incredible. Different strokes for different folks. So, bro, I'm laying. I'm about to finish, bro. I'm about to do the deed, right? And I know this shit's coming in hot.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden, exits my genitals. Uh-oh. And I see this cum shot coming right in my face. Now, here's the moment. Here's the moment of truth, bro. Am I going to be a man about this and take my own cum shot to my head? Or do I Matrix dodge the fuck out of it, bro? I have a quarter second to react. So I see this thing. I'm like, nope, not today. I go, my life becomes a Matrix. I go, cum shot, large one, bam, right past my face, lands on the pillow. I'm like, oh, bro, right here. I see it. I'm like, oh my God, that was close. And then I look at my pillows, right? I'm like, ah! And I knew I had just dodged a bullet in the form of sperm. And the first thought that came to my mind, honestly, was how do I hide this cum stain from Maria, my maid?
Oh. Wow.
How do I do it?
Wow.
That's nice of you, though.
That's really thinking about the crisis going on right now.
This woman sees everything that goes on in my room. She'll come up, use condom. She'll come up, cum stain. She'll come up. Blood on the mirror, because who knows, a zit on the mirror. I don't fucking know. Yes, ideally I'm cleaning up after myself, but also part of the reason I masturbate in the morning is so I can go right back to bed. Mm. It's so nice. I'm relaxed. That's why women, you'll have sex with your man, he's useless afterwards. I clock him out. Down for the count, he's done. Like, he's a sack of flesh. Let him be.
Well, what'd you guys think of Andre's, because I've been on this tip as well,
no pun intended. Don't even start with me.
You're not in for the no fap. You're against no fap. Hold obviously. On. Well, clearly.
Wait, hold on. No fap or no ejaculate?
No ejaculate.
What do you say? Are you doing it too?
Yeah.
Spencer, so let me get this straight. Having an orgasm, but you're not ejaculating?
Well, I'm still working my way in, all right? I'm not going to lie. It's not 100% hit rate.
How do you even begin to practice that?
I've completely cut out masturbation, but...
That's good.
When we're talking about sexy time... No, you have to train. Andre, are you at 100% hit rate at this point, or...?
Now I am.
Really?
That's crazy.
Andre's perfected.
That's crazy.
Wow, when's the last time you came? 1974?
It's been a while.
It's been
you say you time. Have to train, bro, but like also, okay, so for sports, you have to train.
Of course.
But your training doesn't take place during the games. So you're not masturbating and you're only training during your sex, which I would assume is max twice a day, bro. I know you ain't fucking more than that. No way. And if you are at home, I mean, now's a good time to have a lot of sex.
Yeah, you should be having sex right now.
Currently.
While listening to the podcast.
Our voices are beautiful.
Right.
Soothing.
But anyways, it's because every time I look at Andre, I see that vein in his forehead. We all know it's filled with nut.
Uh-huh.
You don't have that vein, so where does yours go?
I do. And I think the hat's blocking it.
Oh, that's a yeah. nut vein.
Honestly, I think guys need to try it out. Guys need it. You can't dog it until you try it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where like you got to give yourself a month of not nutting, and you will unlock a superpower. You'll start to see through walls. And you'll start to be like, wow, I could see through walls this whole time.
Here's why I will not do that.
That's okay. Yeah.
Mainly just because fuck that. Right? And then fair, also, fair.
All right.
y'all have girlfriends.
That's true.
So you can do the experiment
thing. Yeah, we can experiment.
Mm. Me, dude, bro, I don't know if you, like, the last time you hooked up with a random girl, but if you don't come, like, I've had women, like, make me prove to them that I came.
Like, grab you by the back of the neck.
Like, bro, like, and it, you didn't come. And I'll be like, no, I did try. No, I did in my head. Like, is that what it's right. like? I can't, in my head, I had an orgasm.
Oh, maybe that's what you could start saying. Oh, that's, yeah, don't in worry. I'm practicing ejaculation. Like, if you don't come.
You could.
I will get laughed out of my own room. They will laugh at me and I will leave my house.
Cum shaming. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Cum shaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I've been having a semi-hard time making any love during this quarantine because you're supposed to be staying safe.
Right.
Right? This one girl I made, like...
Who can you trust?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I made maybe an attempt, like, little, you know, I was shooting my shot. And she said, no, you fuck everyone. I'm like, no, but we're in quarantine. She goes, that's not true. You're like community dick. Ugh. She called me community dick.
Community dick.
Mm. No. It's not community. You're just a giver.
I like the way you spin things all the time.
Yeah. There was one the other day. You know how Logan just gets into his phone and you can't get him out?
Of course, yeah.
So you're having a conversation with him and then he turns to his phone. And you're like, man, why are you so distracted? And then I realized he's not distracted. He's just completely focused on something else.
I'm focused, right? Mm-hmm. So Logan, get off your phone. Mm-hmm. You're so distracted. You're not giving us time. No, stop there. I'm focused.
But what if he's focused on turds?
Oh, he turd could be focused content. On the wrong thing, but he is focused.
For the sake of me just like... not changing anything about my bad habits, I'm gonna use excuses like, oh, I'm a giver. Logan, why did you prematurely come? It's been 1 minute that we've been having sex. Well, I know you have things to do, so go do them now that you have this extra time.
Yeah,
that's very generous.
The couches out there, you know, mm-hmm. we in the house. The problem is that they're not great for the house, you know, mm-hmm. but they might be great for someone else.
That's
They're
true.
Great couches.
Did you sell those?
We have offers. We're finding, I mean, everything about those couches is problematic, mm-hmm. including the fact that they
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Suck.
Including the timing of which you're selling it as well.
Someone pointed that out to me.
Economy's at an all-time low.
No one's furniture shopping for luxury Mercedes couches.
There's somebody out there right now who's walking around in their $300 million mansion, and they're saying, I could use 2 Mercedes Benzes in my living room.
I don't know if there is. This might be one of those things where there's not somebody for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's enough. Yeah. There's plenty of fish in the sea. No. Not Mercedes couch fish.
Your good friend Chase likes Mercedes stuff.
Should I ask him? I was just with him today. Y'all will see this on the vlog. I'm going to ask Chase. Chase is the one who lent me his Rolls Royce, and then in the music video, I dented his hood and had to pay $6,500 to fix it. And then we also found out that it was really only like a $200 repair job because he didn't replace the fender.
Shady.
Way fucked up. Yeah, Chase leaned into him for that. But Chase let me drive his little dune buggy today. So I was drifting a little bit. I fucking flipped it. I flipped it.
Uh-oh.
I was in it for max, no exaggeration, 15 seconds.
So you're talking about getting these things for the ranch, and you've already flipped one in a parking lot.
It was not a parking lot.
Okay.
yeah, it's just something to get used to. But also, I'm getting Polaris. I'm not sure what this was, but it was not Polaris.
Did you text me upside down in the ATV? Is that why we're late to start this podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. We had to flip it back over. And I've never been upside down in anything. I also realized today I don't like being upside down. Like that was a weird sentence that came out of my mouth. I said to David, I don't like being upside down.
Did you look him in the eye when you said it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's
too much gravity or
that's
what?
New layers of friendship.
I don't know. It just like all the gravity just sucks that blood right to your head. And I noticed this too, like now that I'm getting older, I don't like carnival rides as much anymore.
Horrible.
And just being thrown all over the place. Like I'm a pretty reckless dude, but I don't like not being in control like that.
But you were wearing your seatbelt today, right?
I was. And thank it's not just a seatbelt, it's a this thing locks you in.
Yeah.
And also the roll cages on those things are incredibly thick. Like there was no real danger. I probably could have rolled it probably 10 to 20 times. I'm sure at one point in my life, like I'll hit that number.
Why?
Cause I'm mainly just dumb.
Oh, okay.
Is this like your new apocalypse whip or are you still happy with the Yeti?
Stoked with the Yeti, except Danny, unfortunately in these little, tracks that we were doing this morning, one of the hills was so steep and then there was a big dip after it. The gas cans on the top got ripped off by inertia, just completely ripped off. So we'll fix it. And they're full, by the way. You filled them up?
I filled them up.
They're fucking heavy.
Yeah.
60 pounds each. I didn't like way to go.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a new truck. So did you see it?
I did not see it yet. Yeah. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
Is it here?
Yeah.
I'll come see it after.
Yeah. So I'm ready for the apocalypse.
Oh. I was going to say something to lead into the next topic, but I've completely forgotten it.
Ooh.
But it's going to come to me. Oh, how are people making money? How are people making money? Like the more this goes on, I'm like, whoa. I can work remotely. I can make content and it happens to be like I'm pretty much relatively unaffected by this. But what about the people with actual like jobs and work and 9 to 5 and like employees and bosses and
people have been let go from their jobs.
So if they're let go, who's paying them? The government?
No, you can they file for unemployment. But
this is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, and a lot of contracts too. Like I had a few brand deals that like in section 9C said like, yo, if there's ever like a natural disaster or like a pandemic, essentially,
yeah,
we can cancel it. We can void this contract.
No
that you already
way.
Signed. Yeah.
Ugh. Shout out to those lawyers for predicting that.
I know, right? I was like, hey, shout out.
I wouldn't be mad about that. But yeah.
People are being seriously affected by this.
Bro, I can imagine people are like, dude, I can't imagine having to support a family and being laid off from work or not.
Yeah. I keep seeing talks about like the everyone's going to get a check, but where's the concrete examples of that?
Small businesses, you have to apply for it. So if you're listening to this and maybe you qualify, you should look into that.
But is the check equal to the amount that you were making at work?
It's like $1,000.
They're just like an arbitrary number that hopefully support.
And you had to have filed your 2018 taxes as well. So
not
everybody's
getting
it. And most Americans, I think it's like 60 some percent or more than that, are living paycheck to paycheck.
I was just going to ask you what the stat was.
This is rocking people.
Damn. Small businesses that have to close their doors and they were waiting for that next month's profit to pay their.
I feel so bad for small businesses. I feel bad. I feel immensely bad for the mom and pop shop that like everyone has that like ice cream shop in their town or something that just cannot survive.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that after all this, that whatever it is that took everyone out of work can also somehow be reimagined to give them more work.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's that mom and pop shop and this, you know, the doors got closed on the thing, hopefully after all this is done, there's a way that the community can band together or, you know, the waves can keep rolling and the shops can open back up. But what's that going to be? I'm trying to think of ways that I can help people. And I have not yet thought of a good thing other than continuing to stay positive and find ways to keep myself busy.
Yeah. Well, then there's the flip side of it where there's people that are making a crap load of money right now and are going to, you know, the people who are millionaires right now invested in 2008 when the stock market crashed. You know, so there are people who are actually the next wave of millionaires are being created right now because they were responsible. They saved money. So I think this is a time where if you're really suffering financially, like do something about it next time, you know, like start saving money once you actually start making money again and like prepare for this. This is going to happen again. This isn't just a one-time thing in our lifetime.
I'm trying to not avidly, but I'm trying to my best to capitalize in on this in any way that I can financially. Like I know the stock market's way, way, way low. So like maybe it's a good time to invest for me. Like I'm going to talk to my team about doing that, but like there's got to be some way to, if you are managing to still survive and thrive in this environment, that like there's got to be something, and maybe even DM me on Instagram if you got some sort of investment or like tips on anything. For some reason, business is like a foreign language to me. Like I'm a creative, so every time I start to do business, I just don't understand what's happening. And now that I'm 25, I gotta get my
you gotta get the maturation game rolling.
It's so hard for me to become interested in stuff that I'm not really interested in. Like if I invest my time into business, it's so I can make money. And now I'm like, I don't make content to make money. I make content because I fucking love it. And now that I'm like, the intention is so I could make money. It's work. That's work to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I have to go against what my body and my mind is telling me about this activity I'm doing just to survive.
That's okay.
It's life, but I don't know. I like to have fun and break plates more.
Yeah. There's a blend.
I would definitely say that your childlike nature is important for your content, right? Like you have a childlike curiosity for the world, and an endless ball of energy that is much like a child's.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
But not anymore. I'm telling you, bro, I'm 25 now. Things have things have changed.
Oh, right? Like the beach you made out of peanut butter and
God damn it. I was high.
An excuse. You started before.
What do you mean
high.
That's
So what happened? You started making a beach.
What do you want to know? Spats, I smeared peanut butter on my marble countertop, put sand on it, put a beach on it. A miniature beach.
Were you you mentioned you were high. At what quantity of marijuana did you consume?
All of it. No, no.
No, that's actually the worst part, bro. I was just using weed as a scapegoat. I wasn't high. I got high like halfway to it because the edible hit. Like, bro. Bro, like I ate an edible.
That's why.
I ate an edible. Why. I was so focused. I'm like, this beach is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, an hour later, I'm like,
It was a great beach, though. Do you have that TikTok?
I don't even know if I'm going to post it, bro. I'm just
wrong. You don't have to. What if you showed it here?
Nah. I'm just putzing around doing dumb shit. And also, after the whole thing happened on my birthday, with the $6 mantis shrimp, that has nothing to do with Mike not being here. Oh. I realized because we went to the mother tree, which is a tree where moms live, right? Or how does it work?
I think that's what it works.
There's Andre's vegan girlfriend is the leader of this place called the Mother Tree, where there's a bunch of other vegans running around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this place is crazy because every girl there is hot as fuck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're all so nice and so vegan.
Extremely, extremely beautiful and woke at the same time.
Like here I am, bro, putzing around LA. I'm used to thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking tings, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go here, and here are like some real women.
Yeah.
With good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, you stepped into heaven.
Whoa. Wait, what? Good intentions. That's crazy. Who like don't really like drinking? Pfft, what? No, impossible. You listen. You don't listen to the top 50 chart on Spotify? There's no way. Hold on a second. Y'all don't shake your ass. Real women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of them, when I was leaving, she attempted to give me this gift. It was my birthday gift.
Ooh.
And it was a flower in a vase. There was a flower in a vase. And she goes, here you go, Logan. It was cool. She goes, I picked this morning. And I looked at the flower. I took the vase. I go, hey, I'll just use her name, Kylie. Hey, Kylie. I go, hey, Kylie, this flower's like, honest, this is going to die. It's halfway to death. It's withering now, you see? And she goes, well, I picked it for you. Like, it said your name. And I go, Kylie, you understand I'm gonna have to take this to my car. I'm gonna take it home. By the time I get home, this flower will be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll be left with this vase with water in it, assuming it didn't spill in my car, because I have nowhere to put this because it doesn't fit my cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you know, you're being kind to me and I just want to give you something. And it hit me. I'm like, oh, this is the thing my mom told me about. I go, Kylie, I'm not good at receiving gifts. I love that you picked this flower for me, but I just am not good at receiving. And she goes, yeah, but it said your name. And I go, where? Oh, it does? Where? Where does it say my name? She goes, no, the flower spoke to me. I said, ah, yes, vegans. And I said, in that case, I didn't know y'all spoke. I'll fucking take it. I took it, spilled in my car, all the water gone. It's dead. The flower's fucking dead. Maria took it and threw it in the trash.
How's the vase?
Andre's girlfriend took it back to the mother tree. I got left with nothing.
Solid.
But this is why, like, stop giving me things.
So what happened?
Oh, I have an idea, by the way. All right, so for I know you keep saying that you don't want gifts, but next year, what if the gifts that we give you, we have to get on that day?
I like the way you put spins on things, but still just nah. Oh. I think I'm going to make my birthday about other people from now on. That's mm-hmm. a shift I'm going to make at 25, specifically my mom.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch put up with some shit.
True.
For 25 years.
True.
That bitch. And there's two of me, bro. like she, my birthday is for my sweet, sweet mother. So for her, I'm gonna celebrate it now.
So after Logan finishes all his videos, little TikToks, he's like, "Yo, you need to watch this one. Come watch this one." And you did that to Pam for how many years?
18 years. I would show her my dumbass videos.
I love Pam. How's Pam handle? How's she handling quarantine?
I think well. I would assume well. She lives a very simple, modest life.
Can we check in with Pam
right now?
I mean,
no,
no, okay.
I'm more excited about the question, how is Greg doing?
Oh, we know how Greg's doing.
Greg is, I think Greg might be peaking in a good way.
Really?
Peaking for a while. Yep. Bruh, his comedy is off the charts.
Really?
It's off the charts. If you've seen this dude in the vlogs, bruh, he's become such a funny character that is so just outlandish. People love hearing what he has to say.
Do you think...
I know why. It's because he sits on top of a mountain all day thinking of things to say for when people talk to him.
There's no way.
Yes.
No
what else way. Do you do?
Or is it just because he made it? Let's be honest. Greg, he fucking made it.
I think that's it, honestly. Hopefully everyone reaches a point in their life where they can just check that box. And
right.
Be like, yep, now I'm just having fun. He's there.
He just gets to, live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
What does he eat out there?
Rocks.
I don't know, because every time we come out there, he demands that I bring leftovers. But you know what he should be eating, actually? Magic spoon.
Nice.
Man, these transitions get smoother and smoother.
That was a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. What do you mean, host note? Please open with a personal story.
You just did.
Oh, yeah.
That was very personal, actually.
He just keeps getting smoother and smoother.
Well, fuck. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. And that was actually facts. Mm-hmm. But I realized it was full of sugar and junk that when I started to grow up, I actually sort of stopped, except when I'm high. But I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food. And these magic spoons are actually very healthy. They're very good. Zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Tastes amazing. It says here that they're too good to be true. Too good to be true. Go to magicspoon.com/Logan, grab a variety pack, try it today, and be sure to use our promo code Logan at checkout to get free shipping. And they're so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/Logan. Use a promo code Logan for free shipping.
Mm.
Magic Spoon, everybody.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Not a good time to be single. I'm asking myself a lot of questions. I'm asking myself a lot of questions during this quarantine.
Yeah.
One of them is the following. I'll ask you boys this. Not to go back to the dick sand, but if your dick could speak, what would it say?
Mm.
Wow.
You know? That's profound.
If my dick could speak, what would it say?
What would it say?
It's like,
we made it.
We're still here.
That's what yours would say.
Yeah, mine
would
be, we're still going.
I miss exploring.
So your penis would say that.
Mm. It's like, he's a cave, what's it called? A spelunker.
A spelunker.
Ooh, in its own cave or other caves?
No.
Inward?
Your dick is a spelunker.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny. Mine would say probably something like this, Let me fuck something. And then when I go, Chief Wahoo, calm down. We're in quarantine. You don't want COVID, do you? He goes, let me fuck something.
The problem is that you're also saying that every day. So what's the deal?
Yeah.
Are you controlled by your dick?
I'm not saying that. I got Jill.
The answer is yes.
I got Jill, bro. Although she gets a little wily with those matrix cum shots.
If that's
question, this is me, bro. This is me. 9 a.m. every morning. Y'all don't see it. Hold on. I'm going to make a fucking great physical comedy joke.
Oh, no.
Ready? This is me. 9 a.m. every morning.
Yes.
Wow. Resurrected.
To all you people listening audio only, he's doing Matrix things right now.
Is this a every morning
dodging
thing?
His jizz.
Have you missed a shot?
Hit myself in my mug once.
Ooh, your mug.
Were you clean shaven or did you have a beer at the time?
I was clean shaven. And also, it was not my fault. It was not my fault.
What?
Bro.
What are you talking about right now?
Part of the reason I can't pull the matrixes off is because I'm in control of the joystick.
Uh-huh.
Women don't have dicks.
When
they are in control of one, they don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Right? And when you have that much power, they have no idea where it's going to go, how to aim or anything. So yeah, one time, you know, I was being like finished off, we'll say. And she just didn't aim it properly and it came on my head, dude.
On your head, like the top of the head?
I don't know. I try to block this out of my memory, but I know it wasn't ideal, bro. And she laughed at me.
Yeah.
And I said, this is your fault.
You got.
Oh, do you think she did it intentionally?
100%. 100%.
Yo, has your girl?
She played Space Invaders.
Your girl's right there. She's giving me no. But I will say this, bro. When your girl, when you're comfortable enough with your girl, where she can like pretend that your penis is hers,
uh-huh.
Dog. This is not. I mean. This is like a pivotal point in relationships.
100%.
And then they know what it's like because they're so amused by male genitalia. Yeah. And by the way, why would they not? They're so fascinating.
They give it the. Do you get the sound effects too?
Oh my
when
god!
When they're throwing it around,
they go wee woo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're like Godzilla in a play like a little miniature city. All of them. They go.
So
like a kid with a giant fire truck running over a city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong for never having that happen?
You also,
you'll get.
Am I think I'm about as wrong for having that happen as you are for not having it happen.
It'll happen. It'll happen someday
for sure.
I got something. This has been on my mind. It's not like an issue, but maybe we could come to a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? You got hots for a girl I used to communicate with?
That's actually hella. This is a good topic.
Uh-oh.
I do, Mac. I do.
Yeah.
So what's good? As far as I understand, you guys attempted to spark something and nothing happened. Now, do I have the green light or do I talk to you about it like on a podcast in front of millions of people or what?
Well, I thought, first of all, that I'm beyond the situation. I'm not interested. It's, friend, great, love it.
Yeah.
Not a romantic partner for me. So to you, all fair game. I don't think she'll like you, but... to clear the air, no, this is all good, man. We attempted to spark something. It didn't happen that way. Totally fine. Sometimes people are better off as friends.
Yep.
I'm totally cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the but. I can hear it.
Oh, there is actually no but. Just be respectful.
Oh.
To her. I'm good.
Oh.
Well, shake my hand, brother.
Yeah. Shake the hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I also don't think she'll like me. I don't. I told Andre. Why would I tell Andre? Yeah, well, because he's my friend. We just vent to my friends.
Yeah,
I'm worried sometimes. Like I see these. They're not girls. They're women.
Oh yeah,
who are like
she's
women.
A beautiful woman.
Yeah, she just won't demand mediocrity and like inadequacy for my part. As far as like being a lover and a partner goes, which I'm not sure. You said this the other day. You're like, you're not at the point where you're willing to give that much energy to mm-hmm. to a To an officiary. Beneficiary.
To a person who I'm not like really willing to take things to the next level with. Right. I'm looking for, waiting, you know, just, mm-hmm. you know, doing what I can until I get to the point where I find someone that is willing to take me on and all my challenges, my insufficiencies, as well as I'm willing to take on theirs. And then we work together to be grown ass adults.
Yeah.
And like, if you're, you know, you're saying that you fear that you might be inadequate for her with your whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's good if she's a full grown woman that can actually like whip you into shape a little bit.
I just need to be like, I need to be challenged and stimulated in a way that, I don't know. I don't know. Life is so complex and I get serious, like anxiety. Like here I am. I say it all the time. Like, yo, I want a wife. I want kids, whatever. And then when like an actual woman comes around, I'm like,
oh no.
Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yeah. They shine the light. They shine the light on your darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's it? Have you been thinking about this though during quarantine? Are you like, are you feeling a little lonely?
Of course, bro. I've been saying it's a horrible time to be single. Like,
yeah.
I see all my friends with girlfriends and they're also isolated and spending time with each other. And I'm, again, just trying not to come on my face.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a sticky situation. It, well, yeah, I don't know, man. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Hey. Man, fuck you guys. Hey, Spence.
What up?
Do you think you have to love a person to make love?
Oof. Well, no. You technically don't. But should you?
Like,
yeah.
No, I'm just talking about like can you have like a one night stand and make love instead of just like,
yeah,
fuck?
Totally.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
That sure one night that you go on a vacation in Puerto Rico and you're like, ah, all of my longings and desires have finally manifested in this one point when you found that one beautiful woman.
Yeah.
You can have passionate love making affairs with her and then go off in the distance and her see her again.
But I don't know if it's
love. What happened to you?
Oh, right.
Wait, I was like, why is this such a detailed story? I feel what he's saying. I was like, wait, it was Mexico. It wasn't Puerto Rico. Shout out.
This is why I add the smoke screens. There's only one. There's two other people that would have understood that. And
they were on the trip with us.
Yeah, but good on you for remembering.
Well, because the reason I ask is because I was asked the other day, like, when's the last time you've made love? And I didn't know the answer. Like, I said a girl that who I'd been like seeing for some time, but then I really thought about it. I don't know if we've ever like made love.
Mm. So what's like the wall that is up that you feel like just you're not making love, you know? What's the blocking point?
Feeling the love, dude. Like there's times where like I'll be mid-sex and like I could swear I love this girl, but I definitely don't. It's Chief Wahoo talking. It's him going, mm-hmm. We love you.
Yeah.
But I know we don't. And so I'm like, I guess I just miss that that familiarity and energy of giving. Like, I feel like making love is a lot of about giving and satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking is just being satisfied.
Yeah, it's more selfish for sure.
Which that's unfortunately the state I'm in right now. Like I obviously do my best to make sure the girl is satisfied and whatnot. But yeah, I'd like to get to a place where I could spread my seed in a. I'm done talking.
So we're gonna put you on The Bachelor. You're looking for love. We're putting you on The Bachelor.
Thought about going on that show.
This was a show we created while Logan was in boxing camp. It was called The Bachelor because he was not having sex, so he was storing up his batch. And I think you should start now. You should start building the batch again. And in 6 to 8 months,
I will
we'll have a show.
You could do it like a quarantine edition where they all wear masks and they have to be 6 feet away at
and
all times.
And you FaceTime all of them.
They have to be That's 6 feet away and all have to be 6 feet tall.
The quarantine bachelor.
The quarantines.
The quatchler.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. I thought about going on The Bachelor. I thought about doing a lot of reality TV shows. The problem is, and why I think I'll never be The Bachelor, is because part of the reason that show works is the authenticity. these men and women really do go on there expecting to fall in love and get married forever.
How could you?
First off.
Or
are you fucking crazy? It's a reality TV show.
The odds aren't good.
I've never understood how you could.
I think even statistically.
No, I think only like one or two of them have stayed together. Like, oh, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of them just go on there for some clout. You know what I'm saying?
I think they're still maybe authentic about trying to fall in love.
Yeah, I could never understand how you could marry someone who was literally dating like 15 people at one time.
No one can in real life understand that. But it's so entertaining.
I think that's probably why they break up. Because they get like 2 years into their marriage and they're like, yo, what did you really do with Stacey on that that second to last date right before me?
It's so weird to me.
It's so messed up.
It's so weird to
me. Once they find out, just done.
But I would probably go on the show and just make like a joke of everything. And it wouldn't be good. Like, so maybe we need to do our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe even like fuck The Bachelor completely and all my love desires. I'll do The Amazing Race. I talked to James Charles. He's down to be my partner.
Ooh.
Yep. LPX.
That's a dynamic duo, for sure.
Racing across the globe, amazingly.
Wow. Kind of the premise of the show.
That's why I said that, Mac. What's your girlfriend making?
I think she's doing some jewelry. Yeah.
Is she making one of those things you put on your head and it scratches your scalp?
No.
Those are amazing.
Those are phenomenal.
Everyone's taking up new hobbies during this quarantine.
Have you been doing some art? Like, what's your new hobby?
TikTok.
He went from absolutely bashing TikTok to being the number one. You're definitely not the number one.
No, not even close. But not even just bashing TikTok. I'm about as deep as it gets. I am doing the dances. Like,
this is what they did.
It hurts. It still hurts me. I just don't know about the style of content, like being sustainable. Like the consumption, at least. Like, I think you could create and make it, but like, you're constantly getting, even more than Instagram, you're getting dopamine hits like an insane amount.
Mm.
So, like, you're in the more shallow frontal lobes versus like actually having any deep connection to the content. Like, what I'm getting at is, are any of these followers from TikTok, are you seeing them move or like engage with things beyond the content there?
I'm not, but I'm also like still semi, bro. I've been making TikToks for like probably what, like 2 weeks now, 3 weeks?
Like, dude, it's been like 2 months.
What?
You've been doing TikTok.
Yeah, you've been at it for a while.
I have.
Mm-hmm. You've been
Jesus
TikTok,
Christ,
for sure.
I'm losing track of time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, no. But like, you have the Addison Rae's and the Charlie D'Amelio's who are definitely seeing like crossover and successful transitioning. But I'm always curious what's going to happen with these young stars, you know. And it's funny because when I was coming up, I was the young star, and now I'm finally feeling like a veteran creator. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a vet yet. I'm still very much in like prime creator form. Mm-hmm. But when I'm 30 years old, like,
what are you gonna be doing?
I don't know. Like, am I like one of the, am I an OG?
Yeah.
Still doing
TikToks? Can I make TikToks still that are me? Like, am I gonna be 30 years old and jumping under my G-Wagon?
Here's the deal. I saw Jessica Alba doing a TikTok the other day and she still got it.
Man. I love what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Alba, shout out.
You're so right.
She's done Hollywood. She's done...
You're right.
I don't products, think that, bro, and now she's doing TikTok.
And she's 38 years old.
Ooh. Is she active on TikTok, or does she just hop on, destroy it, and then?
Oh yeah, she's swinging them hips, bro.
It was. I'm not kidding. I saw her do a. She did the Savage Dance, and I teared up a bit.
It made me re-fall in love with Jessica Alba. I actually asked Mac. I go, by the way, she married? Because I was a hop, skipping, a jump away from. Whew, in those DMs,
you can still say hi. Maybe have like a platonic relationship.
Won't do it. Can't do it. My heart would swell up.
Mm-hmm.
But where's my Jessica Alba? You're watching.
That's what you need.
Let me see if I can play this. Oh, I can't. But there's a... Here, look at this. Look at this. Oh, no, I can't play because of sound. What'd you say?
Andre said she's not watching.
She's definitely not watching.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. She doesn't even know about this life you're living.
Do you think your wife knows who you are right now?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
And I also think she thinks I'm a fucking goober, bro.
But that's
that
wrong.
Can be good.
She ain't wrong.
That's typically how beautiful love stories start.
Yeah.
I like exceeding expectations. Like, I like proving people wrong. I like meeting them in person and then just like having a conversation that involves like some intellect or like saying something that actually has value, which I tend to do in real life. And then trick them into falling in love with me. It's happened, mm-hmm. what happened with the last one.
I think so. What's going to happen is you're going to meet someone. I'm feeling sooner than later. That's just going to motivate you to just put down the lotion for good. And it just clean you up.
I don't use lotion.
Dude, you got dry ass hands too.
Yeah.
That's strange.
I should be using
lotion. You got some callus on there.
Oh, you have no idea.
Chief Wahoo's like prepared. He's rugged.
Bro,
he must be rugged, dog. Is he like prep for battle?
It's a layer of armor.
What's he wearing?
Years of rub and wear.
Holy shit, bro.
You need sandpaper to just do the job from now on.
I jerk off with sandpaper.
I really think it's coming though. No pun intended. I think you're going to find someone who's going to really just knock your socks off.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep.
Yep.
Just ride it out. I could be silent for a long time.
I might download TikTok right now. Posting
a video is committing to a decision. I thought that was interesting.
Posting a video.
It takes a lot of confidence, a lot of courage to just be like, yep, I'm committing to this. I'm sharing it with the entire world.
Yeah. Yes, it does. But the longer you do it and the more you do it, that feeling will go away. Because you're right. Especially if you're new to this shit and you're grown. Like, I had the privilege of doing this when I was young, and so I got the permission to be bad.
Yeah.
And I see young creators, like 10 to 12 years old on YouTube making, I mean, these videos suck. But, right? But my
but
videos.
But to them, they're awesome.
Yeah, for sure. But my videos sucked. And so it's cool to, I look at these videos, I'm like, those are the glory days. Like, you have this time to learn and be bad and then grow up, and that anxiety that comes with posting and. Even if you're not trying to be a creator, just like anyone.
When you two were making vines and you were coming up, did you guys have any pages that were like just throwing shade on people that made cringe vines?
No, bro. There was no.
That's something that I think is interesting to discuss.
It is. You're absolutely because there was no Cody Ko making fun of my cringe ass shit.
That's got to be a little more tough.
There was
no
H3H3. I think hadn't quite come up yet.
Drama alert. Yeah,
I don't know where he was, but yeah, now the creators, like, there's that extra wave of anxiety that passes beyond just the fans thinking you're cringe versus the community thinking you're cringe. Mm-hmm. And I actually don't know if it's such a bad thing, and I'll tell you why. These commentary creators almost force these TikTok stars to not take themselves so seriously and be as cringe.
It's true.
Which is good for them because it forces them to grow up faster. Like my cringe shit stopped when I was only like a year and a half. My shit's not cringe anymore. I'll put my foot down and say like maybe like moments, but in general, like my shit isn't cringe. clip that, you motherfuckers. Yeah,
they're gonna pull up so much, like you're gonna get a whole video.
No, but it took
this.
What I'm saying is it took it's me forever, though. Bro. I was 23 and a half years old before I was like, wait, that's whack.
Yeah.
So these kids are stopped. They're becoming likable and cooler earlier. Mm-hmm. They're being forced to become a better creator. Here's why that sucks. I don't know about y'all, but cringe shit is the most fun thing to watch.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'll eat that shit up till 2 a.m.
That's why you got to check Bollywood out. Because it takes it to a whole different level.
Yeah, like that those TikToks I played at the beginning, bro, those are my favorites.
It's phenomenal.
Corona, I hate you. I hate you too. Anyways. Stay cringe. Like give me and protect our cringe creators like Cody. Mm-hmm. Cody and Ethan. I don't know if Ethan does this anymore, but like Cody, let him go. Let him be. I need entertainment.
Yeah, take it a little easy on him. We need more content.
So they keep going, right?
Should people grow up too fast, though?
Should they?
Not should they, but like, do you want them to? It's good to get out of the cringe content stage. But you have to go through that. You have to make cringe content before you realize what's good.
I agree. I totally agree. There's some creators who are like, who have pretty much always been dope. David's actually one of them. David Dobrik. Mm-hmm. Like I one of his like videos from like 3-4 years ago popped up, and it wasn't anywhere near the quality it's producing now. But like, he's always been like a cool kid, a cool, mm-hmm. likable kid. Mm-hmm. I would assume maybe this is a reach, but I would assume most people like fall into who they are and that final form of themselves. And I've definitely had, speaking personally, like quite the evolutionary arc that I actually sort of prefer, because I feel like I've seen more and I experienced more and can relate to that cringe kid or the kid who is failing or the kid who is on top because he's cringe. Like there's those creators, right? Mm-hmm. Who have their numbers are huge, but like in real life, they're just kind of whack.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been there, so you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, how long have we been going, Danny?
An hour and 37 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. It was a long time with the doc. All right, listen, guys. Go back, listen to that call with the doc. There's a good chance he may save your life. He saved my life. He also told me my septum's deviated, and he's the one who will do surgery on me should I need it.
Mm. Is that something with, like, your pee-pee?
Septum, I said.
Oh,
okay. In the nose?
I thought you said septic.
Nope, that's like a tank that holds waste.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Let us know what you think. Spencer, thanks for joining us. Be safe on that camping trip, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seriously,
thanks
watch out for bears, dude.
Oh, shit.
Bears.
You came to Yosemite with us, right?
Yeah.
You remember we got kicked out because we didn't put the food in the bear crate?
Yes, I do remember that. Yep. I'll watch out for bears.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mac, keep growing the beard, I guess. I'll see you after this podcast ends.
Cool.
Hit that subscribe button. We love you. Thank you for watching. Take it easy. Peace.
On holiday, there's nothing like doing nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight, so you can go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing for less. Expedia, made to travel.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.